Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious here. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And it's a pleasure to have our guest this half hour with us, too. Wally Bach, as you know, many of you know, is an outstanding resource for us. He's one of our top technology experts. Among other things, he's an expert in many areas, actually. But today we're going to talk a little bit about technology. He's also not very polite either, folks, but that's another story.
I am honored to be here with one of the 100 top talk show hosts on the planet.
See, I get no respect, folks. I know that you couldn't hear the sarcasm in that tone.
There was no sarcasm there, Jim. I am kneeling in front of my Jim Blasingame Small Business Advocate Shrine.
As you should be. And, folks, one more comment I'm not going to mention in this book is called What's the Big Idea, his new book, What's the Big Idea? Wally, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Jim. It's one of America's top 100 talk show hosts.
At our age, it's good to be anywhere, isn't it, Wally?
That's true. Every day above ground is a good day.
Wally, I know one of the things you got on your mind today is the virus. How about this? What about this name, So Big Virus? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, Jim. I've heard a couple of really bad jokes about it.
We're in big trouble about it.
No, I really don't. It is the fastest spreading virus ever.
Yeah. I must have gotten 400. I did a
count this morning. I took my opening email, and there were 299 messages on there.
Yeah.
And of those 299 messages, 32 were the So Big Virus.
Well, see, I got, for some reason, I got over, and folks, this was, what did this happen? Began somewhere around a week ago or so?
On the 19th, actually.
Okay, in about 3 days, though, I promise you, I got at least, I stopped counting when it went over 250, and they kept coming in. I was getting 10 or 12 every half hour or so. Now, why would that be? Why would I be getting so many?
I think because you're a pornographer secretly. And No. This is not. We should not joke about that.
That's exactly right. You shouldn't joke about that. But no, seriously, though, this thing really got out there, and I actually... Well, why don't you... Before we go any further with this, why won't you tell us what So Big Virus did and how it operated and how people got contaminated and what kind of problems it caused?
Well, besides traffic, it hasn't caused too much yet. There's an interesting story here, and it's why I wanted to chat about it this morning. There's a couple of things about this virus that are different, and the first one is that it's kind of a combination of a virus and a worm. Normally, you get something like that blaster worm that we had earlier on in the month.
Right.
Was going after Microsoft.
Right.
Worms are self-propelling little beasts, and they go from place to place. Viruses ride on other things, pretty much like viruses in real life.
Viruses need more help than worms do, don't they?
Yeah, but this one is kind of a combination because of the way it takes over computers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Second thing to keep in mind is that this is not the first time we've seen this virus. This is the sixth version of the virus. And every one
in
of them.
In what period of time?
Over about a year, I believe it is. I'm not actually sure about that, so I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't be specific. But it's been out there and it's been rolling over. And there's been a sunset date, like on each one. This particular version, So Big F, which is the sixth version, is due to expire in September. I think it's September the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what worries me about all of this. This is a very sophisticated piece of software, number one. What it's done, to actually answer the question you asked me a minute ago, is it took over a number of computers hooked up to the internet without appropriate, you know, software and so forth to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And was going, as far as the FBI tells us, and with the FBI on the case, we're bound to have lots of news releases from mm-hmm. here on out. The FBI tells us they were going to use those to send something else, and they don't really know what, because they can't figure out what this guy or this group of guys or this group of guys and gals is doing.
So they these other computers basically became strategic slaves or what do they call them, slaves or zombies or whatever?
Zombies would be good, yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get Wally to continue his story on what happened. Folks, the reason this is important is because you need to understand how these viruses can affect you and possibly how you could be, your business could be in danger if you don't take the right steps. And we're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. It's 20 till. Wally Bach is our guest.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening come.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Wally Bach is our guest. His book is called What's the Big Idea? Wally, tell us how we can get the book and how we can find you and how we can subscribe to your outstanding Monday Memo newsletter.
Monday Memo newsletter is at www.mondaymemo.net. And if you go there, you can also find a link to where you can get the book and the link to my resource site, which has 1,000 or so articles of different types and some things about how to build a good business website.
And that's .net on the end of that, folks, mondaymemo.net. Check that out when you get a chance. Wally's email is just like mine. It's free. It comes every week, except his comes on Monday. So check that out, and that's a good time for a memo called Monday Memo to come, isn't it, Wally?
I'll tell you, Jim, I'm never going to do that again.
You're,
if I do another newsletter, it's going to be the whatever the hell I get around to it.
the whenever newsletter. Wally, we were just get back to the So Big virus. Folks, one of the things I want to remind you about, if you haven't already seen this, is that the thing came in a number of different iterations, didn't it, Wally? It was about something about a movie, and your application is approved. I've forgotten what all the different.
Well, there were
four
a couple
or five
of different
ones. Iterations.
There was the Wicked Screensaver and a couple of other classics.
But they were all the same virus, just a different iteration of the same virus, right?
They were all So Big F, which is the mm-hmm. sixth version of this virus.
Right.
And the version thing's really significant. First of all, this is a very significant. It is a very sophisticated virus, which means the people programming it are very good. But they're also on their sixth round, which means that they're also probably funded in some way.
Yeah.
Now, when this thing goes on the 6th of September, the odds are pretty good we're going to see So Big G, the seventh version
mm-hmm.
of this in some form. And this has changed the game, I think, for most of us small business folks in terms of how we deal with this stuff. There are a couple of things that most of us have done. Most of us have had virus software. If you haven't got it, now would be a swell time because this could do you in a couple of ways. So check your stuff, make sure it's current, and then make sure it's running.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a computer consultant friend of mine at breakfast the other day, and one of the things that he was saying is he's got people out there that have got the virus thing, but they have inadvertently clicked it off. And there are a couple of versions
the virus,
of both.
The virus protection, you mean.
So the virus protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have, however they did it, they turned it off. So they said,
they probably did it while they were trying to do some other projects, and it said, be sure to turn your virus protection software off before you load the software or whatever.
Right.
And they never went back and turned it on.
Never went back and turned it on. So make sure it's running. I'm also suggesting that you update regularly.
Yeah, you can actually buy the subscriptions. I think, can't you? That will actually do that automatically.
The newer versions of both the Symantec and the McAfee software have the option for to update whenever there's something new. I don't happen to have that. Like a lot of my clients, I've got an older version mm-hmm. of the software, so I go in at least once a week. When you run the update, run a virus scan after it
mm-hmm.
to see what's on your thing. Now, I know that That's a pain for people who are in, like, you know, one person shops. But you can, you know, you can set the thing up and go to dinner and come back and check it. It's not something you got to sit there and watch.
What is the effect of the SoBig virus? What has been the effect of this last version?
It's slowed a bunch of stuff down. There was supposed to be something more. We don't know what it was because the FBI and some international folks and so forth managed to find 20 or so of these infected computers that were supposed to participate in something, but we don't know what the something was.
Mm-hmm.
We may next time, and that's one of the reasons why you want to keep your stuff up. Let me add one more piece to this, though, so I don't lose this.
Damn it.
Don't open attachments.
Right.
That you're not expecting. Now, I used to say, don't open attachments from people you don't know.
Right. You can't say that anymore.
Can't say that anymore.
Because that's where these come from.
This thing is taken over email addresses, and, well, it's actually, because of the way it's working, it's taken over addresses. There are a lot of computers where there's just junk, but it can easily do that. If it does it with a friend, you're going to get an email from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So my rule now is don't open it unless you're expecting it. And if you're not expecting it, send an email or call or walk over and punch your buddy and say, hey, did you just send me an attachment?
And let's define expect. Folks, if you're used to, if it's normal for you to get an email from me with an attachment in any given week or two, then don't, just because one comes in, if you weren't expecting that particular one, and if the title of the attachment doesn't sound familiar, and, you know, and if I didn't say I'm going to send you one or whatever, don't even open it then. If it's not something that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is a piece is an attachment that I or somebody else has sent you, email them back or call them and say, is this the real thing?
Yeah, I'm for verification.
Yeah,
it's too serious. First of all, we don't know what this thing can do. Second of all, we know that this is sophisticated people with enough funding to do this a bunch of times. There's another piece to this, and that's that we've started to see lawsuits. Liability for people who cause damage by having stuff on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a guy that participates in a discussion group that I do. It was reporting last week. He happens to be based in Florida. He does some email marketing, and he picked up a virus which crashed a computer of a relatively large company.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been sued for the damage, and his insurance does not cover it.
Wow. We're going to pick up on that. I want to get Wally to tell us a little more about that. And I'm going to ask him about the T word, if this has anything to do with the T word, right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Wally Bock is our guest. That's Wally Bock, B-O-C-K. And if you're looking
like
for him.
Like the beer.
Yeah. And by the way, there is a WallyBock.com, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
And, there's a BockInfo.com as
yeah.
well.
Just all you can eat there, folks, of Wally Bock, WallyBockInfo, WallyBock.com, and MondayMemo.net, all that. Check that out, and you can find out everything that you ever wanted to know about Wally and more.
And more.
Which is like a dream come true. And also you can find out about his book, What's the Big Idea? And Wally, you do a lot of speaking about these topics, don't you, and the future of technology.
It's anymore is the future of technology and business.
Yeah.
So, marketing in the digital age is a popular topic.
So if you go to his website, you can find out about his availability and how he can help you if you'd like somebody to come and speak to your organization or whatever. Just check him out there, and you know we recommend him. Wally, let's get back to this lawsuit thing. For example, you're saying that if I were stupid enough to open up an attachment and got infected and I actually, something that came out from my computer went to General Motors or something
mm-hmm.
and created a problem, they could trace it back to me potentially and sue me for that?
They could. Mm-hmm. And we've actually started to see a couple of suits. Like, I mean, first of all, in our society, people can sue anybody about anything.
Right.
So, you don't really have any protection for that. The guy that I talked to in Florida had a particular issue because he figured he was covered by his errors and omissions insurance.
Right.
And it turns out he was not
mm-hmm.
because the computer that was infected was not the computer that he used for business. It was a computer he used at home.
Right. And it's very unlikely that Billy Joe Bob and Loreen's florist shop's computer is going to infect General Motors and create
and
a problem. That's very unlikely.
It's highly unlikely, but there's enough other bad stuff that can happen that we just want to throw this one on the pile, because right now it's a faint signal. It's a little blip out there on the edge of the radar.
And it's also, what's even scarier, it's called an emerging body of law. That's the scary part, and that's emerging. And that all attorneys need is to have a little toehold in something like this, and they'll make it a bigger deal. Tell us about the T word, though. I asked you earlier off the air about the T word. Is this a form of terrorism, Wally?
Actually, Jim, we don't know. To reiterate, sophisticated hackers, obviously some money, and obviously some discipline.
Now, this is not just some little geek in the basement somewhere, right?
No, it is not, unless that geek is being well-funded. It's more than likely a team because of the way the iterations come out. Whoever is running it has got a certain amount of discipline.
See, Wally, the thing is everything that's terrorism doesn't have to be based on religion or whatever. And this, in my opinion, what you just defined is terrorism.
Well, let me give you what I think are the three possibilities. Terrorism is one of them, in its broadest sense. I mean, it's vandalism on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Another possibility is, because of the way this particular virus works as a host for email, that it could be someone who wants to make these computers and the ability to send email from them available to email marketers, to spammers.
Mm-hmm.
And if that would happen, that would defeat many of the legal things that are in place today, which say, well, you know, go back and find the person who sent it. You can't actually do that. So that would take a shift in law. Third possibility that has been floated by a couple of folks and makes sense to me is that some kind of organized crime, that's organized crime with a small O and a small C, is using this as a way to develop something that they can sell, whether it is for spam or something else. One guy that I talked to is really sure that this has some kind of commercial motive. I've talked to a couple of other people who think it is some kind of terrorism, vandalism thing. And I get nervous with the T word because since September 11th, it's taken on such a loaded meaning in a very specific context.
Right. But
if we make it terrorism/vandalism, if we make it somebody who's out to do damage and to do harm, I think we've got one of the possibilities. I think we've got the pure business email marketer one, and I think we've got the criminal intent one.
Wally, let's stop that for a minute and talk about. We only got a few seconds. The worm comes into your computer. You need a firewall to stop that. The virus comes in by email. Typically, you need antivirus software to stop that. Is that right?
That's correct. You want to, if you're open to the internet at all, you need a firewall. Whether you are on an open all the time connection or not,
yep.
You need antivirus software, and you need it updated, and you need it running.
And the firewalls can be software or hardware. I have the belt and suspenders, Wally. I have both of them. Thanks, Wally, for being here. Good job today. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.